Wadi 208, labor.
No problem.
Okay, so Shamadi 208, labor. The efforts that one makes are but preparations for achieving devotion. Hence, one should grow accustomed to devotion. Since no degree can be achieved without devotion, as this is the only tool that qualifies one to be rewarded with all the degrees.
Again,
208, Shamadi, labor. The efforts that one makes are about preparations for achieving devotion. Hence, one should grow accustomed to devotion, since no degree can be achieved without devotion, as this is the only tool that qualifies one to be rewarded with all the degrees.
Yes, because a person needs to accept the new degree as a new world. As if there's nothing outside of it. And a degree that is revealed relative to a person is actually his entire world. And it's as if he's replacing forms, images, worlds, and it's only in the condition he wants to receive this new thing. By cleaving to this new state with his hardened soul. And that's how he acquires each time the spiritual degree. That's why the exertion has to be such that he delivers himself with greater adhesion, greater effort to see the new degree as something that comes to him, that comes towards him. And he has to grow accustomed to being in this tendency toward the new degree. So that he opens himself up to this new state. This is called soul devotion. Every degree begins with the nefesh. Nefesh ruach, shama chaya yechida. So delivering himself to a new nefesh, a new soul that is revealed from a new degree along the ladder of degrees. That's our entire work. So each time we need to feel that we are coming to a new degree of devotion, and a truly new world. And I try with my effort not to remain in my previous state, even if everything is erased, but only to be in a new degree and adhere to it with my heart and soul. That's how we then acquire the new states, and we come each time to a new degree. Rabash wrote it down as an article, these two sentences, and it's indeed a great matter. This is how we need to feel ourselves. We're willing to lose everything we've got and have a new start. A new beginning, and that's how we advance. Meaning, we need to have preparation inside of us, whereby we are drawn towards something new, and we're willing to lose ourselves for the sake of the new degree, of the new state, new kind of giving, and we don't really care what was or what is. The main thing is we want to be in devotion to a new thing that's being revealed.
מדוע צריך את ההכנה של היגיות לפני מסירות נפש?
Why do we need the preparations of efforts before devotion? Why can't you come to devotion right away?
And anything that works in us works on top of my devotion, where I have to rise above my ego and deliver myself to a new state. In bestowal, to rise from reception to bestowal. In everything that's revealed before me. So to rise from the egoistic state to a state of giving, bestowal, altruistic state, this is considered devotion. I devote myself to the new state. I don't want to remain in the previous state. And each time it should be as new in your eyes, as it says. So we need to understand, that's what we need to get accustomed to, and we need to walk this way. And therefore, whatever was, any moment, I wish to be switching the states, as we learned how Kabbalists told us that the states change for them many times, sometimes even during the course of 1 minute. So where is it coming from? From my work to accustom myself to be in devotion towards the new thing that's revealed. And every time it's revealed in the state of a new degree, a new state, something that is against my ego.
לא חשוב לי במה אני נמצא, עיקר לקראת מה אני הולך.
Therefore, it's not so important to me what I'm in, but the most important is where I'm headed. And I'm not looking at what was yesterday. I don't want to return to yesterday's state, even though it could have been the most pleasant, highest state possible. I want a new state, even though it appears as darkness, as something that's not pleasant to my will to receive. For me, it's important.
Is a sign for devotion that I feel that I pay a price in my will to receive?
Of course I pay. There's no doubt. I subjugate my will to receive. I don't want to be in it. I want to overcome it. I want to be in adhesion to the group, to the Creator. I want to disconnect from my I, from myself, to peel myself off of the previous state and transfer myself to a new state. And into this new state, I can transfer nothing except for that disposition towards devotion, to devote myself to this new tendency. And this is the matter of labor. This is where the labor is. As much as I want to come out of the previous state, however pretty it was, beautiful, my understanding and my feeling, it does not matter. I wish I'm following my own line, meaning I don't, nothing matters to me except for this new spiritual state. I mean, to be more and bestow more and coming out of my own self.
Tov.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Come esprimo la mia devozione nel prossimo gradino spirituale, in pratica?
This is practically in devotion to the ten. Don't look at the ten as a collection of your friends' faces. But look at what the Creator is presenting to you as something you need to love, something with which you need to connect, the goal of the group, the devotion of the group. You need to devote yourself to them, to adhere to them, work with your will to receive, so that the goal and the intention of the group will be what pulls you forward. Simply disconnect from yourself and enter the group. By that you enter Ibu, conception, as an embryo in his mother's womb. So what does he do? He's annulled, because nature annuls him, but we need to try and do it by ourselves. And if we can't, we should pray for the Creator to do it.
Rabbi, posso fare un'altra domanda?
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Rabbi, io non ho capito molto bene che cosa significa azzerare lo stato precedente. Esattamente che cosa è che dobbiamo fare?
I didn't understand what it means to cancel the previous state. What do we actually need to do?
To cancel the previous state, meaning that you are ready to not remain in the same form, the same picture, the same frame that you're in right now, but you are willing to enter a new frame, new relationships, new revelation, anything that will mean that you are more in bestowal, even if you don't have a natural inclination towards it. You want it to happen, to acquire a new nature. And there's before you, from the breaking of the general vessel of Adam HaRishon, you have an example of society. So the more you cleave to them, as we read, the Rabbi Shara calls about the friends, and to see the friend as standing on my way to the Creator, and by cleaving to Him, I reveal the Creator. So all those things we have to do. Practically, we have already learned those things. And if that's the case, we need to renew them. You have time here and there during the day. Try to leave through those articles and see what you already know about those articles and what are you already implementing. Okay?
Oland.
Rough. It looks like in the article that it says that it's all about achieving devotion, and it looks even like that we don't achieve, let's say, higher goals. Why is this so important? Is this a goal to achieve devotion? And what is this actually, this devotion to achieve?
We need to be prepared to accept anything that comes from above through the group as the uppermost thing, and we wish to cleave to it, meaning greater adhesion in the group, in mutual bestowal between me and the friends, to such an extent that from this labor of ours, I discover the concept of the Creator, the essence of the force of bestowal, which is the Creator. That's how I'm trying to build him. You have made me, in our tendency to connect ourselves to one heart, one brain, as one man in one heart. So we reach the state where we build in the group the image of the Creator. And that's what we say, that the Creator is what we discover in the center of the ten.
Rav, where does it come from, this so-called force of devotion? Who gives us this?
By looking at each other, at the friends, and we're trying to see how each one is small relative to the group, that he appreciates the friends more than himself. As much as possible, on the one hand. On the other hand, he is asking, he is constantly in a prayer to the Creator to help him practically to connect with a friend. And in this way, he gradually comes to a state where he is starting to feel the upper force that's working on him. It all depends on your persistence. As much as we can apply this pressure on, which is called knocking in repentance. We wish to enter this doorway into
Да, дорогой Раф, а как вот благодаря самопожертвованию я вхожу вот в этот новый кадр, о котором вы говорите?
How, thanks to devotion, I go into a new state?
By striving to annul my ego and not remain in my personal calculations relative to the group, to the Creator. And in general, I don't want to live them, but only to the extent that I am in this world, making a living, and all the rest. I don't want to be connected in any way to this reality, the reality of this world. I'm building for myself a new reality, an additional reality. And later I can see how much they clothe upon one another and how much I'm able to be in a higher relationship that appears to me. That soul devotion is that instrument, that device by which I rise from one degree to another. When I have to rise to a higher degree in my understanding, in my awareness, my knowledge, my feeling, and everything, what do I do? I have to devote myself to this new degree, which is beyond my feeling, and to be prepared to receive it as openly as possible. In it, that's called soul devotion.
You made a clear boundary between being in this world in all kinds of states of work and necessities and all the rest I give for the next degree. And all of the work that's happening is only to sort out between me these two sides, or to completely aspire towards connection with the friends.
On that, it says, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. Make your Torah permanent, meaning you constantly think how to start to feel the new degree, the new state, a state of greater bestowal, greater connection, adhesion in the friends and the Creator. This has to be permanent. The rest of the things that are connected to this world, this is called permanent, temporary. The world that's coming and going, in this way we need to gradually, more and more, highlight or emphasize our connection to the ten and to the feeling of bestowal and connection to the Creator and to the next world that is coming. And that's how we need to tie ourselves more and more. Which is why there's a matter of exertion. It's the matter of devotion. Although I'm in a certain state, in a certain level, I wish to be devoted to the next degree, and in this way, I'm rewarded with it. Rewarded. And the attitude towards this new state is called devotion. I wish to leave my entire attitude to the current state and to go to a new feeling, which is a feeling of bestow, giving, connection. And that's why it's called devotion.
Buongiorno Rav, potresti far capire alla mia discina come la devozione per il lavoro in discina è proprio un'azione pratica? Per...
Can you explain to our ten how devotion in working in the ten is a practical way to overcome the ego?
It's like an embryo who's inside his mother because he's devoted to her. And there's no criticism. He only wants one thing, to adhere to his mommy. And although the upper force does all those things to us, we need to try and not do it by ourselves, but to be prepared. And of course the work, the Creator does all the work. That's why our work is called the work of the Creator. But we have to show our willingness towards it. The extent we change ourselves to be prepared for this upper degree, the Creator will take us to this upper degree based on our willingness.
Have, is there any difference between devotion to the Ten, to the Rav, and to the Creator, or is all the same thing but in different degrees?
Of course there is a difference, but for me, for now, it's not that important, that difference. What's important is that before me, there's the higher degree in my devotion to the group, to the Rav, who sets the direction to all the upper conditions of connection. That's what I'm delivering myself to, devoting myself to. I want to be in it. I simply play with it. Indeed, that's what they call it, a game. But this game is very serious. It's what takes us to a higher degree. Since this game is an expression of our desire. Raising man, prayer.
From previous states, how does it work?
I didn't understand.
He writes that one should grow accustomed to devotion.
Yeah, that he's constantly in this state of devotion. He's constantly ready to change his state with a higher state of bestowal.
But what is it that gives him this opportunity to rise each time, because he forgets each time?
Well, that's according to the degree of devotion in the group. Where through this point of devotion in the group, he absorbs the power from the study and everything that develops, and he rises and rises.
So how does he keep this grip all the time?
He is constantly in a feeling that he's opening himself up to a new thing in bestowal, in love, in connection, and giving, and everything that has to do with the spiritual inclination.
Including from states where he doesn't feel like that?
When he doesn't feel this way, he makes himself into an embryo. He seemingly shuts himself so he doesn't use his will to receive, and he's waiting. That's also devotion. That's why the lowest degree is called Nefesh. So
in that state, what is he holding on to?
By keeping his state of restriction, the main thing is to be as a drop of semen inside the higher degree. When he closes his will to receive, he restricts himself and he becomes a point, a drop.
And then the group raises him, that's what gives him the strength?
Yeah, to the extent he's adhered to the group, he raises himself with the group, because the group does not have its own state, seemingly, rather only how much a person ascribes to it. The extent to which he appreciates the group can be big, bigger and raise him to a higher degree. There's no permanent depiction for the group, rather, relative to each and every one, according to his nature and his degree of annulment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rav. Question from a friend. What is the thing that prevents us the most from achieving devotion?
Lack of attention. Lack of attention towards the connection between us and the tendency towards a higher connection. More internal connection. That's what...
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. What does a person feel in a state of devotion?
He annuls towards the Ten, he annuls towards the Creator. He's inside the Ten, and in his annulment toward the Ten and toward the Creator that's in it, he feels himself as an embryo. And that's a correct depiction of the upper degree that he enters. We are in it. We just need more and more to persist in depicting this.
Question from Germany. Do I need to know what is a new degree in order to rise to it?
I can't recognize the new degree before I rise to it, before I climb to it. But in order to do it, I need my devotion to it, meaning not to penetrate it with my will to receive. It's not going to give me anything. It's only when I deliver my soul, I devote it, meaning I annul my ego and I'm willing to receive the conditions of the new degree. Meaning to connect with the friends, to cleave to what Kabbalists are saying, as much as I understand, as much as I'm capable. That.
Mach 21 in Petach Tikva, there is something unclear. How can I identify what is the new degree to which I devote myself?
You can't. You can't, and you shouldn't even work on it. It'll only confuse a person. We want to be only one thing, in greater adhesion with the group and in depicting the Creator in it, by that, to reach greater adhesion in that, and from this we rise to the next degree.
Second to last question from PT 38. What are the expressions of devotion in the Ten?
When I can climb to each state with my eyes shut, as long as I'm connected to the friends and to the Creator that's in them, and how I... Another short one.
Yes, the next one is Shamati 225, raising oneself. You can find it in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. Shamati 225, raising oneself.
Go ahead.
One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts since he's drawn according to his environment. Again, Article 225, Raising Oneself. One cannot raise oneself above one's circle. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. And he has no other way except through Torah and much work. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, he saves time and efforts, since he's drawn according to his environment.
Meaning, here too, we have a beautiful result that the Creator did when He shattered Adam HaRishon. He created one desire, arranged it, filled it with His light, and then shattered that will to receive into pieces in order to give it a greater desire, the intention to receive. Then this desire shattered into pieces, and each and every piece is found in each and every person. And then it turns out that we need to follow the environment, because that brings us back to the complete vessel. And we need to constantly adapt ourselves, adjust ourselves to the environment and build the environment, both corporeally as a group of people who are studying together, and more than that, they begin to assemble out of themselves this spiritual group, internal.
Mini Adam.
When they are building a miniature human, as we call it. And this way, we can deliver ourselves toward this structure called a group, which is the miniature human, the miniature of the general vessel, and also by devoting ourselves there, we can... nurse, can suckle all the forces of development. That's why does he write? One cannot raise oneself, meaning raise myself from the state I'm in, above one's circle, where he is. If our circle is egoistic, if it's only our ego, then the first time I come out of the circle is the conception on the spiritual level, meaning annulment toward the group, toward the friends. This means that they are the womb and I am the beginning of the embryo inside the womb, the drop of semen. That's why he says one cannot raise oneself above one's circle. His circle is the group. Hence, one must nurse from one's environment. It depends on the environment he chooses, and from there he nurses, and he has no other way except through Torah and much work to do it, meaning the correct environment, correct attitude, to know how to suck all the forces from them. That's the solution to our advancement. Therefore, if one chooses for oneself a good environment, and Rabash writes what is a good environment in his articles about the society, then he saves time and effort since he is drawn according to his environment. That much according to his choice of environment, he develops. Just like an embryo inside the womb, he develops to the extent he's adhered to the womb. Well, there it's the force of nature that does all this work. But for us, it's only according to our exertion. In this way, each time to raise himself using the environment, each time the environment appears to me higher, higher, most exalted, special, and accordingly I can pull myself towards it. And what is the true shape of my environment? There is no shape, there's no form except the one I give it. I can be in the environment of Rabbi Shimon and his students, can be around them and not feel at all something special. And I can be around my friends who are like me, and this could be a great environment for me. Everything depends on the appreciation of a person towards the environment, since behind every environment is the Creator, and in his attitude towards of men, of a person's attitude to the environment, he chooses his attitude to the Creator, to the connection with the Creator.
Moscow 7.
Что значит, что я выбрал окружение?
What does it mean that I've chosen an environment?
What does it mean that I've chosen an environment? I accept the environment as it is. Everyone studies, everyone is in the lesson. More or less, they gather, they understand to some extent what is the direction of our development. I explain it to them, I advance together with them, and the important thing is how I'm positioned relative to our connection, not to the group. The group, anyone can define the group however they want, but relative to our connection, I'm in devotion. There's nothing more important to me than to raise, to strengthen, and to expand the connection between us as much as possible, so that my connection, what I imagine, what I depict, all the friends should enter this connection, and we should all receive the fulfillment of the Creator, for the Creator to fill us. So we want to be like this sphere. We are the sphere, and what's in it is the upper light, the Creator, and all of its non-chai. That's what we wish to be. That's the group.
Да, спасибо. Доброе утро. Раф, скажите, вот мы часто говорим, что мы отменяемся перед товарищами, и нам не важно.
Раф, many times we say that we nullify towards the friends, and we don't care whether the friends are great or small. What is the actual rank here of greater and smaller?
I measure it according to my ego. Therefore, there has no other meaning except that I need to annul the way I see them, to see them all as good, as above me. And I have to be, well, as Rabash writes in the social articles, because all of our measurements are in my ego. It doesn't matter the degree I'm in. Therefore, all those measurements appear, and I have to disqualify them and rise above them. And on that, it says they have eyes, but they cannot see.
Можно?
No.
Можно еще спросить, а перед чем именно мы отменяемся? Перед чем мы должны отмениться в товарище?
Анахну цехим лидбатель клапей.
Towards what exactly do we nullify?
We need to annul towards the force of connection in the group, and we have to imagine it as existing in the center of the group, and the Creator is expecting this force of connection from us, wants to connect and build a common force in the center of the group where he can be revealed. Calling it this way. That's it. Meaning we don't exactly make a choice. Rather, where you find yourself, you have to try with all your might to grow stronger with them and to continue with them. There is no group that is bad, that is good. Rather, wherever a person is, whatever the group, if he goes, will go deeper into it and try to connect with them, and you will see that there's no coincidences and it fits.
To be nourished by the environment, what does a person suckle from the environment?
I suckle from the environment the forces of advancement, impressions. As it's written about Rabbi Yosef in Kisma, who was great, yet he knew how to look at his friends who specifically, with their help, he will be able to rise higher and higher. Maybe Niv, they can find us this excerpt from that well-known article, that famous article. Specifically because he was great. He knew how to connect to them, how to direct himself, and that's how he would advance. It's a beautiful example. Well, Baal Sulam brings us this example, but it's been written about 2,000 years before his time. Let's hear it.
So, we are reading from the Freedom article, the necessity to choose a good environment. Regarding the above, you'll understand the matter of Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, that he was asked to move away, and he would be given thousands of gold and coin for that. And he said, even if you give me all of the gold and money in the world, I will not move to a place that has no Torah. Seemingly, these things evade our logic. How would he give up so much for so little that he didn't want to live in a place where there is no disciples of Torah, while he himself was a great sage who needed to learn from no one? Indeed, a mystery. But as we've seen, it's a simple thing and should be observed by each and every one of us. Although everyone has his own source, the forces are revealed openly only through the environment one is in. This is similar to the wheat sown in the ground, whose forces become apparent only through its environment.
Meaning, if we're not in a group, we cannot develop.
Which is the soil, rain, and sunlight. Thus, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma correctly assumed that if he were to leave the good environment he had chosen and fall into a harmful environment in a city where there is no Torah, not only would his former concepts be compromised, but all the other forces hidden in his source, which he had not yet revealed in action, would remain concealed. This is because they would not be subject to the right environment that would be able to activate them. And as we've clarified above, only in the matter of the choice of environment is man's reign over himself measured. And for this, he should receive reward or punishment. Therefore, one must not wonder that a sage as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma chose the good and declined the bad, and was not tempted by material or corporeal things, as he deduces there. When one dies, one does not take with him silver, gold, or jewels, but only Torah and good deeds.
Meaning, all in all, it's a method for how to adhere to the correct environment. This is called Torah. That's what accompanies a person. Clear, yeah? Okay, I hope this will influence men and women a little more. We all lack that.
Question from Chile. I'm trying to be every day in the lesson. One time, a friend told me, you don't get anything from advancing every day in that. We all have to reach that together.
No, incorrect, incorrect. I don't want to hear more than that. This is incorrect. We arrive, and we arrive from within a group, and there are those who will arrive first and those who will arrive later. Everyone is helped by the group, but to the extent that each one receives forces from the group, there are those who connect once a week, and there are those who connect once a month or during some holidays, and accordingly they will advance, if they advance at all. Because what can you receive from the group if I connect to it once a week? I must connect with them daily. That's why our lives are measured according to these portions, daily portions, day by day. Therefore, each day I have to have contact with the group.
Rav, just to clarify a question from Chile, the one who's asking is in the lesson every day, and her 10 is a bit less than that, a bit less than coming to the lesson every day. So she's asking whether she should be at the pace of her 10 or her own pace.
No, she has to advance as great a pace as possible, and she should have meetings with the 10 also, and also have studies by her own. That's how it should be. And that's how we advance.
Okay, two more questions left. From Moscow 8, how to correctly absorb the forces of the 10? How to correctly absorb the forces that exist in the 10?
Through devotion. If I don't know how, I need to annul myself, like an embryo in the womb. And then I receive everything like a little one who's among the great ones. So he only annuls himself. And that's according to nature. And we have to do it by ourselves as well. And accordingly, we can receive. A small one can receive from the grown-ups. Each one has to make himself the smallest. Also Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, he made himself the smallest relative to his students. They wouldn't feel it, perhaps, but that's what he did, in order to receive through them, because he cannot receive directly from the Creator, only through his friends that are like a parsuf, and he receives from the parsuf. No one can receive directly from the Creator, no one. It's an unchanging structure.
Last question from PT 38. What does Baal Sulam mean when he says that one cannot raise oneself above the environment that he's in? How can, what is it that one cannot raise himself above?
According to how much he annuls himself to the environment, to that extent, anything the Creator can give to that environment, he can receive. The Creator can give him until the end of correction, but all depends on the extent to which he annuls himself towards the environment. And it doesn't matter if the environment is small, is great, according to its height or the degree. If he annuls his attitude as much as he's able to annul himself towards his environment, even Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, he can annul himself, then he receives according to his degree. Let's say he was on the 100th degree. He annulled himself towards the students who had no degree, or maybe degree number one or two. By annulling himself towards them, Rabbi Yossi rose from degree 100 to degree 101. That's it, because we have no clear measurements for the group, rather only the annulment of a person toward the group. The group by itself, if we could see it, it's already in the end of correction. Everything is relative to the person and the environment and the environment.
I understand your heart, and I'm ready.
So what we feel in our current state is that somehow the geography doesn't have any importance. The world group is felt more, and I feel it's a new degree. How can we use all this correctly? What else should we do so our movement forward will be more intense?
Thank you for your question. How can we connect more above boundaries? For example, this evening we have a unity evening. And we are gathering here those who can come to our center. But again, I'm saying it is not for those who are coming from overseas, because we came only yesterday and we had, well, it's tough getting here with all their tests and everything. And now they're saying they're going to close the borders, close the airports because of the new virus strain. So we're expecting all of you to be connected to us this evening, together with us. Afterwards, they'll say exactly what hours it'll be on this evening. And we will try to connect the hearts without any boundaries, without any flights, in our desires to connect. And it's no less. Sometimes when you watch the friends from afar, then it doesn't confuse you with the external manifestation. You want to penetrate deeper in into the friend's heart, and this is better. So I happily fly over to groups where I can go, because I was basically in all the places already. But I don't think it's necessary. We will connect. We will learn how to connect in the contemporary way, virtually, in a spiritual way, so that we will learn also this evening how to be in connection of the hearts above all the differences in groups and languages, how to be together, how to feel the heart. You don't need any distance, interfering, no language, nothing. Only the desire. Just as when you look at a person's eyes and you can see what is in him. And all the languages that started with the breaking of the vessel, when people stopped understanding one another, it all comes as a result of our breaking. So let's hope we will rise above the breaking, connect, and in the evening,
our website, on the archive. The main thing we need and for which we have no fuel for the work is that we are lacking importance of the goal. That is, we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we are lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King, since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called the Shekhinah, the divinity in the dust, meaning that bestow upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure there is no energy to work. Where self-love shines, the body derives vitality from this. But in the work of bestowal, the body does not feel any pleasure in this and must naturally collapse under its weight. Conversely, when one feels that he is serving an important king, to the extent of the importance of the king, so is his delight and pleasure from serving him. Hence, at that time he has fuel that can give him the power to go forward each time, since he feels that he is serving an important king. Then, when he knows and feels to whom he bestows, to the extent that he had the strength to work with the intention of self-love, now he has the strength to work in order to bestow. Since one who bestows upon an important person is regarded as receiving from him, and since the body has the strength to work for reception in order to receive reward, likewise in bestowing upon an important king, he derives pleasure in this. By this, we will understand what is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot concerning the matter that if she gives, and he is an important person, she is sanctified because the pleasure of receiving from him. We are seeing something new. Bestowing upon an important person is tantamount to receiving, although there he references the essay about matrimony in the context of reception in order to bestow, which at time reception means bestow. For this we can understand the other side of the coin, that bestow is called reception. And because of this, he already has fuel, for if he bestows upon an important person, it is to him as though he is receiving. Therefore, he already has the power to work. It follows that all we need is to believe in greatness of the Creator, and then we will have the energy to work and bestow.
It is a very short and to the point article. We have to ask ourselves, do we really understand what is written? Are we in this or not? Because I was several years in a state where I didn't feel that I needed it. That the importance of the group? No. I was told to connect to several people, so I did. I was told to sit with them once a week, so I did. And it wasn't much of a group, really, because I came to people who I was 30 and they were 70. They studied back with Bala Sulam even. So next to them I felt like a baby. But afterwards, when I brought more students to Rabash, then groups grew out of it, etc. But I didn't feel the necessity for it. And I also saw on other people afterwards that it takes a long time sometimes to people before they begin to feel the importance of the environment, of the group, because it's something that the will to receive subconsciously interferes with the person hearing about such a thing. He just doesn't let him. I remember myself very well that I didn't feel that this was important. I didn't feel that there is a connection between spiritual attainment, attainment of the Creator, spiritual feeling, which that it can be only in a group. I thought that you study, you yearn, and it should be revealed. That's it. But that first you have to achieve connection with people like you, and in the connection you have to prepare the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. No, this I didn't understand and didn't feel for a long time. That's why I understand you. And it is typical of the souls who are revealed today. Today meaning in the 20th and 21st centuries. These are souls that are ready for the end of correction. As Bala Sulam writes, that we are in the last generation. So it's a problem. That attaining the Creator is possible only in the environment, in the vessel you build, to the extent that you annul yourself before this vessel, before the friends. And we have to exert and convince ourselves more and more. And it's a matter of days and months and years before a person is truly, but truly willing to connect to the friends in his heart and soul and prepare the connection so that the connection between them will be adaptable.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. What's the sign that I attain the friend being greater than me?
Again?
What is the sign that I have attained that the friend is greater than me?
When you're willing to do something for him. When you begin to see that you want to do something for him. This is a sign that he has become greater than you in your senses.
Kiev. Да, дорогой Раф, а что это за состояние? Вот в десятке, может быть, когда мы получаем...
Yes, dear love, what's the state in the ten that we receive or that we give to the Creator, like to an important person, and that's called that we're receiving from him?
If the Creator is important to me, I will want to give him. This is the power of, it's a law of nature. That same will to receive, if I find someone who is more important than I am in my eyes, I want to give to him because I enjoy giving him. Just as it's important for you to give something to your little child, you enjoy giving. Why? Because he is yours, he's connected to you, he's important to you, so you want to give to him. It's the law of nature that You want to give to the one you love. You want to give to the one you appreciate.
That's it.
The example is clear, but he said it in the context of the Creator who is concealed from us.
Right. He is concealed because, first of all, we have to ask for his greatness. This is called faith. The power of the greatness of the Creator that's revealed toward us is called the power of faith. And to the extent that I have faith in the Creator, I can bestow upon him.
Правильно попросить силу величия Творца для десятки.
I'll ask for the greatness of the Creator in the ten.
Yeah, this is what's important to pray. Those who...
Thank you, Rav. How today, during the day, can we bring ourselves to such an importance that we'll want to come to the Unity Evening and serve the whole world Kli?
I think during the day about the meeting we will have, and that together with us will be friends from all over the world Kli, and that all of us will unite together and feel ourselves that we are in one place, all the hearts all over the world. We want the whole world to unite this way into the vessel of Adam HaRishon, one complete round vessel, and the Creator will fill us and will rejoice in us.
Can we as a ten pray for the whole world, clear for a different ten?
Of course. Because it's all yours. It's just for now that you don't feel that it's yours. But in truth, all created beings are your vessel. You don't reach the end of correction before you connect all of them in your heart.
So how do we do it practically? Pray for the world Kli too.
We begin with such connections, such limited, partial connections, until we come to the complete connection. Let's hope we'll succeed soon.
In our prayer, we usually put a prayer together after the lesson. Can we also pray for the success of the world Kli? And...
Of course. Also, in the prayer you take from the prayer books, you will see that it says about the righteous, about these, about this, and about us only in the end. But you pray for everyone, including all the wicked, everyone. So everyone will come into correction.
And the order is such that first we're praying for them and then on us?
Yes, of course. How can I pray for myself first? It's egoistic. All our prayers are such that we pray for the great ones, and then for the medium ones, and then for the wicked, and then for us. We are only the ones who are pushing the world toward the Creator. So the Creator will tend to the whole world, because this is our vessel. What's not to understand here? This is our vessel. These are parts of my soul.
Usually we pray for us to connect first.
Yes, in the meantime, this is how we pray, but the real order of correction is to pray for the whole world. And I want everyone to achieve correction and reveal the Creator, and I'm the last. This is the law of bestowal. It's what it dictates to me. But we'll get to it. For now, you see that even this is...
Rav, if I want to bestow to a greater one, because of my egoistic nature, my corporeal nature.
I don't know what you're saying. To bestow and big because of the corporeal nature, where I am now, I have to nevertheless try to connect everyone as much as I can. And this includes dissemination, studying, anything that I can give. And I connect to, say, the center of Bnei Baruch. Maybe I join some dissemination activities there, whatever I can do in order to participate in the general correction.
Can we reach greatness of the Creator before I reach greatness of the friends?
No. I can't reveal the greatness of the Creator if I don't first come to reveal the greatness of the friends. To the extent of the greatness of the friends.
Germania.
Germany. Can we put an equal mark between the greatness of the Creator and the greatness of the Ten? Or are we still serving the Ten for the sake of the Creator?
That's not important. The main thing for us is that we have greatness of the friends. Once greatness of the friends will be in somewhat equal to the Creator, so we'll feel the Creator and the friends. And in a country, and so on. It's a big issue how to understand where the actual freedom of choice is, because around the freedom of choice is where we need to build the right humanity, the right environment, the right country, the right world, in order to let everybody, give everybody a right expression for their own freedom of choice, that they will be free in a way that will reveal themselves correctly in connection and correction of the world. And that nobody will feel that someone is forcing him, because that's why it's called free choice. That he himself needs to choose his choice. In what does he choose? And can a person be in this freedom of choice, as we are now only starting to understand this whole system? It's something very, very not simple. So we'll keep going and we'll see. One.
Yes, hi, Rav. Hello, friends. My question is, the equivalence of form seems to play a big role in this. Does it mean that the way we relate to our ten is the same way that nature will relate to us, or vice versa? How does that work?
Yes, actually the ten, after somehow receiving the depiction that we can feel how it exists in some borders, so we need to relate to those borders, the way they change, that it's like a code of the Creator in relation to us. That's how he's relating, that's how he's speaking. Just we yet don't know how to decipher this code. It's concealed, it's closed, but we... this code towards us, there's a language of the Creator, a spiritual language, how he wants to connect to us. And it's expressed in such a way towards us, in our senses, in our five senses. That's why if we come closer and connect to the ten, by this, through the ten, we actually start connecting to the Creator. And afterwards, we can see the ten as the intermediate that helps us translate our feelings and thoughts to the Creator and understand what the Creator wants to give to us. And this is all through the ten, which is like the instrument that through it we can be in a mutual connection with the Creator. We'll reach it. We'll speak about it a lot. There are many things in it.
Another question from PT38. How do we maintain the freedom of the individual within the ten?
By us trying to bring importance of connection to each and every one and leaving them with the opportunity to express themselves towards a connection in the ten and connection with the Creator. The freedom is in revealing the connection between us and revealing the Creator in the connection between us. That is actually what we have to be aimed towards in our freedom of choice.
Thank you. Rav, if we can ask a question, today it's happening. We only have 12 hours left. What are you expecting from this event?
I'm expecting the connection between the hearts that are coming here physically and virtually. The hearts, I'm saying, because it doesn't matter, men, women, everybody who can connect, and we will have a unity evening. That's the main thing. Meaning to take another big step ahead in order to create the vessel for revealing the Creator, in order for us to know Him and by this give Him contentment. That is what we actually are trying to do. And in this way, we'll advance. That's how we will advance. That's what I can say. We'll see you in the evening, and let's have a great meeting.